Dan Mitchinson, US correspondent with us. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Heather.
So the police have cleared up the whole situation now, and apparently are going to stay on the campus for a little while, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to stay through the middle of the month, through the middle of May right now. They've been asked to, and I mean, you know, we just heard on the World Wires there about what's going on on the campus of Columbia University, which is in the heart of New York City. And so they were just trying to evict students from this building that had been barricaded by these protesters. And this has been going on the West Coast, down in Berkeley and San Diego and UCLA and Los Angeles. And I'll tell you, we haven't had demonstrations like these probably since the 60s and 70s, since the Vietnam War protests.
What's the feeling about how the students, let's be clear, right? There is a suggestion that the people who actually started doing the barricading and busting into that building were not necessarily students, but outside people. But what's the feeling about how that unfolded?
Well, I think a lot of people are, first of all, annoyed because you've got what amounts to a handful of people, even though there are thousands across the country right now that are disrupting classes that have had to be canceled on school grounds. And they're now going back to, you know, Zoom, or they've canceled the classes altogether. Graduation speakers are not being allowed. Valedictorians can't speak at their college graduation. And I mean, it's hard to say, I think, whether a lot of those that arrested were students. Students are from outside the institution, according to, you know, some reports right now. But I'm sure that you are getting some that are being bussed in, and a lot of people that are just joining this because, you know, you're like lemmings sometimes on a college campus. Somebody's doing something and the others just follow, and they don't really know why they're doing it.
Does Donald Trump look sorry?
Does he look sorry? No.
No, of course not.
I don't think so. The judge today held him in contempt over his social media posts again and says, you know, if this continues, you could end up in jail or you could be on home arrest. And right after this, he took to his social media platform, Truth Social, again, to call the trial rigged. And he attacked the judge and he said, I'm not going to stay quiet about this case. So he was fined $9,000, which is like, you know, a penny to you and me.
Yeah.
But by this afternoon, the posts were gone and he made it clear that he wasn't going to go silent about this, this thing.
Let's see how this plays out. Hey, do you reckon that it was the right, like, was it a smart idea or was it a mistake for Kristi Noem to tell everybody that she shot the dog?
I think, honestly, it depends where you live, in which part of the country. I think this has been, a story that has been flamed by certain media groups over here and certainly Democrats and those on the West Coast and the East Coast. But you look at people in the center of the country right now, and a lot of them are saying, you know, we have to do the same thing here. You know, she was back on social media saying, you know, we love animals, but we just had to put down three of our horses a few weeks ago that had been in our family for 25 years. The interesting thing is, though, voters were asked, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, who they'd like to see Donald Trump pick as a running mate. Uh-huh. And she received 15% of the straw poll. So I think that's what's going to be on the minds of Republicans and Democrats right now. Is this going to impact her possibility or chances of becoming Trump's top VP pick?
Yeah, interesting stuff. Hey, Dan, thank you very much. Appreciate it, mate. This is Dan Mitchinson, US correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.